Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and today's show features singer, songwriter, and poet Anna Velanova, who was born and grew up in Sofia, Bulgaria, where she earned a diploma in classical guitar from the National Music School in Bulgaria. Coming to the U.S., she did undergraduate studies in L.A. and earned her master's in jazz and contemporary classical voice performance in Boston. She's also lived and worked in New York, Toronto, and most recently led the vocal wing of the jazz department at the Victoria Conservatory of Music in B.C. She's now living in Seattle, where we had the pleasure of first hearing her in this concert in the Art of Jazz series presented by Earshot on the second Thursday of each month at the Seattle Art Museum. Anna Velanova is backed by an all-star quartet of Seattle musicians, including Mark Seals at the piano, Mark Taylor on alto sax, Jeff Johnson on bass, and Devon Lewis at the drums. We'll get a chance to hear the quartet playing instrumentally during the course of this program. Here's Anna Velanova with a song from her recent CD, The Thief. She wrote both music and lyrics for this song, Could You See? Could I say?
How much do I love you? Could you see? Could I say? Maybe only when we finally die, and I melt into you, and you into me. Could you see, could I say? Could you see, could I say? We shall move like warm molecular winds, without names or certain direction. Making love as newlywed stars in the midst of a laughing universe. Could you see, could I say? Could you see, could I say? At last our minds shall be melting away like cream on a chocolate cake. Our feet, our hands no longer a frame. We shall hold on to arms flying game. You into me, I to you, without names or certain direction. Maybe only when we finally die, and I melt into you and you into me. Could you see, could I say? Oh, could you see, could I say? Could you see, could I say? your secret, I say. We shall move like warm molecular winds, without names or certain direction. Making love as newlywed stars in the midst of a laughing universe. Could you see? At last our minds shall be melting away, like cream on a chocolate cake. Our feet, our hands no longer afraid, we shall hold on to arms flying
Could You See, Could I Say? Music and lyrics by Anna Villanova, opening her concert here in the Art of Jazz series from the Seattle Art Museum, coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Here's Anna Villanova.
You know, coming from Bulgaria, when we were younger, we used to be taught music always together with movement. You never had just singing or instrument. It was all one thing, you know. You danced around. Bulgarian folk rhythms are very difficult and very fun. And when I started studying jazz, I fell in love with Brazilian music. The rhythms reminded me a little bit about home because they're not that easy. My singer hero in Brazilian music was Elis Regina. So I dedicated a tune on my album to her, or my love for her. And this is O Bêbado e Equilibrista, which sounds like a really fun tune, but actually it's quite a serious tune. So I won't translate the words for you. They're very powerful, but maybe you just focus on the fun dance part.
Be my
norte do Brasil, meu Brasil, que sonha com volta do irmão do envio, com tanta gente que partiu num rabo de foguete, chora a nossa pátria mãe gentil, chora Marias e Clarices no solo do Brasil. Mas sei que uma dor assim pungente não há de ser inutilmente a esperança dança na corda bamba de sofrinha em cada passo dessa linha pode se quem continua. Ba 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 ba
A tribute to the great Brazilian singer Elisa Gina, sung here by Ana Villanova in this concert from the Seattle Art Museum. We heard O Bêbado e a Equilibrista, tribute to Elis Regina, with music by João Basco, lyrics by Edir Blanc. This concert's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU, the concert part of the Art of Jazz series at the Seattle Art Museum, presented by Earshot. We'll be listening to the quartet taking an instrumental turn next with Mark Taylor, alto sax, Mark Seals, piano, Jeff Johnson, bass, and Devon Lewis at the drums, Wayne Shorter's tune, Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum. Thank you. Wayne Shorter's composition Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum, as played by this quartet with Mark Taylor alto sax, Mark Seals piano, Jeff Johnson bass, and Devon Lewis at the drums, from this concert at the Art of Jazz series at the Seattle Art Museum. Next, our featured artist will be coming back, Anna Villanova. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. It's streaming at kplu.org. Here's Anna Villanova with vocalese effects in this version of the classic Gershwin song, Embraceable You. Mark Seals at the piano.
Embrace me, my sweet embraceable you. Embrace me, you irreplaceable you. Just one look at you, my heart grew tipsy in me. You and you alone bring out the gypsy in me. I love all the many charms about you. Above all, I want my arms about you. Don't be a naughty baby. Come to me, come to me, do. My sweet embrace. The many charms about you. Above all, I want my arms about you. Don't
Thank you, Marcia and Sofiana. I would like to say thank you to each and every one of you for being here this afternoon. I feel so welcomed by you, and you have been just a fantastic audience. I see your eyes and how attentive you are, and I just wanted to say thank you. I appreciate that very much. We appreciate it. This next tune is another original, and it's a bossa nova. It's called If You Knew. If you knew how I miss you, you would grow wings and feathers, and certainly think that nothing else matters. If you knew how I love you, you would fly to the door of my heart every morning and every night, and drink from my lips in small tasty sips. If you knew, if you knew how I see you, like a sculpture of marble in Rome, you would let me caress you, keep me close, we would never leave home. If you knew how I cherish your heart, you would know that this love is for real. Trust in all that you feel, and give us a chance, embrace our love dance. If you knew, wings and feathers, and certainly think, oh, that nothing else matters. If you knew how I love you, you would fly to the door of my heart every morning and every night, and drink from my lips in small tasty sips. If you knew, if you knew how I see you, like a sculpture of marble in Rome, you would let me caress you, keep me close, we would never leave home. If you knew how I cherish your heart, you would know that this love is for real, and trust in all that you feel, and give us a chance, embrace our love dance. If you knew.
That was Anna Velanova singing in this Art of Jazz concert at the Seattle Art Museum in a song called If You Knew, for which she wrote both music and lyrics. We'll hear one more instrumental piece here from this Art of Jazz concert at the Seattle Art Museum, coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Here's Mark Taylor, alto sax, Mark Seals, piano, Jeff Johnson, bass, and Devon Lewis at the drums, and a tune from a collaboration of Duke Ellington and John Coltrane together. This is called Take the Coltrane.
Thank you.
Concluding this set of highlights from the Art of Jazz concert at the Seattle Art Museum, we've just heard the quartet with Mark Taylor, alto sax, Mark Seals, piano, Jeff Johnson, bass, and Devon Lewis on drums, playing a 1962 composition by Duke Ellington for a meeting of Ellington and Coltrane in the studio. That was called Take the Coltrane. This comes from a concert with Anna Villanova, this month's Art of Jazz concert presented by Earshot Jazz in conjunction with the Seattle Art Museum. And our thanks to Anna Villanova and the musicians for allowing us to record and broadcast some of their music at this time. The Art of Jazz concerts are presented on the second Thursday of each month. They're free from 5:30 to 7:30 in the Brotman Forum at the Seattle Art Museum downtown. Next concert in the series will be coming up on the second Thursday of June, and that will feature Marianne Trudell, at that time a piano trio. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Jim Wilkie with you here on a Sunday afternoon, surveying the regional jazz scene. A lot of good music coming up in the course of the next week. Gary Smullyan, the great baritone saxophonist, has been around the area with concerts with George Cables in Arlington last night at Boxley's in North Bend, and tonight he'll be playing at Tula's with Jay Thomas and the Cantaloupes, Gary Smullyan. Coming up on Tuesday night, Eddie Palmieri's great Latin jazz band will be opening at Jazz Alley, and they will be in all week long, Tuesday through Saturday, for Eddie Palmieri at Jazz Alley. The Bellevue Jazz Festival runs Wednesday through Sunday. Some of the highlights include McTuff on Wednesday, and Lloyd Jones Struggle on Thursday, The Dirty Dozen on Friday, and Booker T. Jones at Meydenbauer Theater on Saturday night. There are also high school student jazz bands playing at the Bellevue Art Museum on Saturday and Sunday, middle and high school bands, and a lot of jazz duos, resident groups playing in the restaurants and clubs each night. How about some music from Gary Smullyan, who is appearing various locations around the area tonight at Tula's in Seattle with Jay Thomas and the Cantaloupes, and we have a new recording by Jay Thomas coming up, too. Here is Gary Smullyan in a tune from his album Small's Paradise. This is with Mike LaDon on organ, Peter Bernstein guitar, Kenny Washington on drums, and a tune that was written by George Coleman called Little Miss Half Steps. I'm That's Jay Thomas playing at the Seattle Art Museum in the Art of Jazz series. Jay Thomas and the Cantaloupes. Jay said he liked the recording so much he decided to bring it out as a CD, and it's now available, The Art of Jazz. Jay Thomas on tenor saxophone, with a group including Michael Van Bepper on trumpet, Dan Marcus on trombone, John Hansen piano, and Michael Glenn bass, and Adam Kessler on drums. And they did a tune by Horace Silver called Me and My Baby. Before that, we were listening to Gary Smullyan from his album Smull's Paradise, and Smullyan on baritone sax with Mike LaDon at the Hammond B3, Peter Bernstein guitar, and Kenny Washington on drums, played a tune by George Coleman called Little Miss Half Steps. Gary Smullyan playing tonight with Jay Thomas and the Cantaloupes at Tula's. Should be a fun evening tonight at Tula's. Also on the jazz calendar for this week, Kareem Candy plays at the Musiquarium at the Triple Door on Wednesday with his group, Michael Auerchuk, How Things Work, and Crystal Beth and the Boom Boom Band play at the Royal Room on Wednesday. Steve Tressler's group will be there on Thursday. Casey McGill at 5:30, Jason Parker Quartet at 9 at Vito's on Thursday, and up from Olympia, the Olympia Jazz Tentet plays A Tribute to Mingus at Boxley's on Thursday night in North Bend. A couple of jazz items at the Edmond Center for the Arts. Manhattan Transfer makes a stop on its 40th anniversary tour on Friday night, and the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra plays music of Count Basie at the Edmond Center for the Arts on Saturday night. Thomas Marriott will be playing music of Miles Davis at Tula's on Saturday, and the Jeff Hamilton Trio will be at Boxley's. Nearly Dan puts in an appearance at the Triple Door on Friday night, and Stephanie Porter will be at Tula's. Good music coming up in the course of the next week. Time for just a little bit more. Here's a sample of the Jason Parker Quartet, which plays at Vito's Thursday night. Jason Parker, Josh Rawlings, Evan Flory Barnes, and Devon Lewis, with special guest Cynthia Mullis playing the Snickerdoodle Fritz. Jason Parker Quartet and special guest Cynthia Mullis on tenor sax, Jason Parker on trumpet, and the Snickerdoodle Fritz. They're playing at Vito's next Thursday night. And that's it for Jazz Northwest for today. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1. KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, 89.3, KPLK, Cedro Woolley, 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.